This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You've been so mean today.
I have not been mean. Okay.
Don't make her cry.
We want to talk about, I don't know if this was a Reddit thing or what it was, but it was like people are talking about the smallest thing that made you cry. I don't think I cry over small things.
Really? You only big things? What would be a big thing that's made you cry?
You cry over golden buzzers.
Buzzer.
Everything golden. Just sounds so funny to me right now.
I don't know if you guys can tell, but Aaron has a cold, and so it's just like you're driving me nuts right now.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, but I don't think that's a small thing. Like I'm thinking about like some of the things people are saying is like move back to my town, so excited to go to my favorite Chinese place, ordered the egg rolls because they're my favorite thing, and they changed the recipe. And then she just lost it.
Mm. Valid. Like,
that's not valid.
Yeah.
It's like, it's an egg roll.
Okay, you travel for, you move to a different state for 15 years, you come back to El Jardin. You go for a Slackerita.
I can tell them how to make it. I'll watch them and I'll walk them through it.
They change the recipe.
You can't change the recipe because it's all fresh stuff. It's fresh lime juice.
They changed it.
Or what if they didn't change it? You just go, I'll take a Slackerita, and they go, who?
Oh, that's even better.
Oh, there you go. That's
a tea hackerita.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I see the tears welling
up
now.
These are not crying words. These are fighting words. No, I don't. I cry over cancer videos. I cry over.
Those are real. What about when you move? I've cried every time I moved.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even places I didn't like. Then you're so excited to get out. And then you do that one last lap when it's just an empty house. And you cry.
You cry?
Absolutely. Yep.
What?
Because there's all the memories and stuff in there, and then it's weird
you
to see it empty.
The place.
Yeah, but you're like, oh, I'm actually leaving. You know, like this. It's kind of like
cry.
I'm
be
calling,
happy.
Yeah, but I'm calling my own bluff a little bit of like, man, I always wanted to be out here, and then it's like, okay, then go. And you're like, but I don't know.
Okay. The reason this whole thing started with Aaron thinking I'm mean, I'm like, Aaron cries about. Everything.
So?
Everything.
Like and when nothing.
Yes. Like you've cried, but you've had some serious things happen
in the
last year.
Yeah.
But then when you're already emotionally tilted.
Yeah.
Then just the small, like.
Something literally happened this week where I have a picture to show you guys that my sister-in-law sent, and it is a tiny bird that needed cardboard shoes to straighten its toes. Look it! He's little girly toes. He needed cardboard shoes.
And you cried over
I
that?
Did.
Over cardboard shoes on a bird.
Yeah.
we're putting that up on social media so everyone, and we need you to text into 51059 if you shed a tear over cardboard Crocs on a bird.
They're not even brand name. It's cute. It's very cute. I could get there. I like to cry. Sometimes I'll just pull up on YouTube the opening scene of Up. Just because I feel like I just like need
me.
A cry.
Yeah.
I just need it. Like I will take any cry stories, but like I want to get down into the weeds of like the smallest thing in the world. I don't even remember why I was already upset about other things. This is a stupid one, and I'm probably gonna. Okay. Does anybody else when you eat as you're eating, you're like, ooh, like, so let's say you're eating a burrito and you're like, the black beans in this are really good, but, and then you get a little black bean and pico and you're like, ooh,
the God, perfect
that,
bite.
That, and you like, you save your last perfect bite.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to end my meal, and oftentimes if it's dinner, I'm ending my night with that. I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to drink anything else. I'm not going to do anything else. I'm not even going to have a piece of gum. I have crafted my last bite. And I put my last bite in my mouth, and it was perfect. And I'm like, oh, I'm set. This is now my ex-wife, and she had some pork chop piece of crap thing that she was like, does this taste weird? And went, and shoved it into my mouth. And it ruined, and I was like, it was crazy, but I couldn't stop it. And I was like, it just...
Oh, no,
I'm in the restaurant like
hyperventilating,
losing it. It's just that chortle, that thing you do when you're just like.
He's had several Slaccaritas.
It was the worst. Like, she ruined it.
Oh no!
It's not just ruining a bite, because that bite was everything.
It was the moment.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the next the 4 hours of my mouth was gonna be that flavor. Instead, the only reason she wanted me to try it, she's like, does this taste funny?
So it's bad.
Yes!
On top of, yeah.
So it's,
okay. No.
That's, it's not worth crying over, but I did.
It is, yeah. I think it is.
All right, if you've cried over something stupid, we want to hear what it is. Oh, God, how did Adonis get go so far for bird shoes? 303.
They're really cute.
303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
When I was younger, there was a junior college basketball team that was really, really good from and where I lived. They won like the national championship, and we had season tickets, so we would go to all the games. It was awesome. And I remember going one time with my dad and watching him warm up, and they're doing the light show and they're playing the jock jams, you know.
Okay.
Like, and I was there, and I was like 7 or 8. I just remember feeling like, I love this so much, and I just started crying.
I love that.
Just watching them play basketball. And I remember my dad kind of out of the corner of his eye was like, what's going on over there? Like,
there's no child of mine, sissy.
They don't want to sit in between us. Yeah. That was embarrassing.
I'm a little concerned. Are we going to be able to take calls on this without you two Nancy's just like
unhinged? I looked at the bird picture and I was fine this time, so.
Oh, okay. So there's certain things.
Yeah. Nancy?
Nancy's the name of the bird with the shoes. There's another person. I think a lot of the ones that are on this Reddit feed or whatever are hormonal women or pregnant, which is also means hormonal women. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites is her husband was like making mashed potatoes or whatever. And like there was an obviously, you ever seen an ugly potato?
Yeah.
It's got too many eyes on it and it's just kind of misshapen or whatever. And like he, instead of like peeling it or whatever, he was just like, threw it away.
What?
And no. She lost it. She was
That's
like,
it?
Cause it, she was like, it's not the
potato's fault.
Right. It's like that potato never got to realize its potential. It's like in the ground. It's like the ugly duckling. It's like it got watered and it got fed and it's like it grew up. It was just kind of, but you're going to peel its skin off and chop it up anyway. But the guy was like, no, it's just the unrealized potential of that potato's life.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like he should have like rehabbed the potato.
Or used the good parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, once you mix it all in with the other ones, it's
no one's going to know an ugly potato's in there.
Yeah. Okay.
But she was just visibly torn up about an ugly potato not getting. Okay.
I cry at concerts all the time, I feel like.
Sometimes I do.
When?
Yeah. How do you not? It's the music's loud, everyone's together singing, and it's just like, wow,
this is the moment.
Yeah, it's the moment.
I cried when Chris Stapleton did the national anthem, but that was it. Mm. But like, just at a concert, just here's Morgan Wallen going,
yeah. Because it's like,
I'm
this is...
And you're like, what? Yeah. You cry?
I didn't cry at that one, but like, yeah.
You cried at Taylor Swift?
No. I would have.
What concert? Because I was there.
Yeah.
That's probably why I ruined it.
Yeah.
I cried at One Republic when they were at Red Rocks. It was my first show at Red
with
Rocks.
The
with the symphony. And they were playing I Lived, the song he wrote for his sons. My wife was very pregnant at the time. She was the hormonal one, but somehow I was the one who ended up just bawling. It was so emotional. I'm thinking about my future son as he's singing this song. It's Red Rocks. Like, how could you not cry?
Okay. Well, the new margarita at El Jardin is going to be called the Nancy Rita.
Okay. I'm so honored.
If you're a crier, we want to hear the stupidest thing you cried over. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about crybabies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? And?
Can we get through this?
I don't know.
All right, so we just
Erin
know,
uses all the tissues up in the station. I know
she's,
we have
but
enough.
It's kind of other things right now.
Yeah,
I
did have
mess.
To get a new box today, but that's for different reasons.
All right, so we want to hear the stupid thing that made you cry, Randy.
Hey, yeah,
Hey,
what are you crying over?
So this is going to hit close to your heart, there, Slacker. So I went to an omakase down in Nobu. Oh, with a lovely lady, and the chef just like presented us like at least four or five pieces, and it was like probably the highest grade, and I spilt sake, I spilt soy sauce, and I spilt the entire thing over everyone.
No!
I literally wanted to cry. I literally cried. Like, I was like, I didn't know what to do, and I was like,
Oh my god!
So it's just like...
You ruined everybody's experience of like an omakase.
I know, I was speechless. I just looked at the chef. I literally got up, I paid, and left. I had no
idea.
Oh
my gosh.
Oh, buddy.
It was at least like $300 worth of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you're at Nobu, so it's like, yeah, it's, oh my God, Randy. Yeah, you can never go back there either.
Oh, I can't. I don't know if I can show my face there again. I am so embarrassed.
Oh my God, dude.
I still
want
to cry over it because you know how Nobu is.
Yes. I almost cried while you were telling the story. I was like,
yeah, I've never seen you like that.
Oh my God, dude. That is awful. Thank you for the call.
I cry at sushi. There's no cheeseburger on the menu.
Okay.
You're also the spill guy, just so everyone knows.
We didn't need to get into that.
Alex?
Yai, guys.
Yai. What are you crying over?
Oh, man. You know, like, I'm terrible. I'm an emotional guy. And you know what? I like anime. So sometimes, like, a good anime, it just lets it out. It just makes me poor.
So you're
that doesn't make you terrible. Get after it.
Is it because they have the big eyes and they even almost have a tear in their eye?
And the storylines. I've never actually seen anime. I don't know.
Yeah, like, I'll watch movies and I'll watch different TV shows and I'm like indifferent. It doesn't matter. But when you watch a good anime, like the storyline is just so deep.
What? Okay, dude, you're freaking me out. Because now
you have to try it.
Where do you even find anime?
Oh, everywhere.
Like on everywhere. Netflix or Pornhub or.
Dude,
no, that's not crying.
They cry
you
after.
Be surprised.
Get the tissues.
Josh.
Yai.
Yai.
What are you crying over?
So I dreamed about a car growing up as a child. Finally got it as an adult. Was in my garage working on it. Dropped the tool in the engine bay, and it just disappeared on me. Looked for it for hours, and just laid under the car crying.
Because, is the car ruined because the tool's in there?
Well, I'm kind of a perfectionist, so just driving around the car knowing that there's a random tool floating around.
Oh, maybe causing damage. Oh. Yeah.
But now you're making me wonder about all the guys who slide under the cars. Is everyone just crying under there?
That's what it's for.
I need one of those.
I remember.
I'll slide under the table.
I swear. It's so funny. I remember my brother was under the car for a really long time, and I came out there, and I was like, come out, and I tried to hand him a donut, and he wouldn't come out. And when he finally did slide out, he was bawling.
Really?
Oh.
Like, guys sometimes need a spot to go, and under a car is where you go. Like, your wife is not going to believe you climbing under the Hyundai. She's not going to be like,
hey. I need to do some work, honey.
Sally.
Yai.
What are you crying over?
You guys talking about crying? I see somebody cry, and I start crying.
Shut up. So just us talking about it, you're sitting in your car crying?
Yeah.
That I
means
love that.
So much to me.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.